Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello everyone, I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。
Hey Peter, you know, on the way to the station, I saw you buying some food at 7-Eleven.
Right, I was doing grocery shopping. I paid 3 quid for a soda drink, and 4 quid for candy bars, and 5 quid for a bag of chips.
Hey wait, that should have come out to 12 renminbi, right?
You're right, you're quick on the draw.
Hey, thanks.
在刚才的对话当中 ,Sam 看到我在 7-Eleven 里面正在购物，我说是的，我得买些东西。我当时呢花了3块钱买了一瓶水，然后呢4块钱买了一个 chocolate bar, 然后呢又花了5块钱买了一袋薯片。Sam 听完之后呢马上说，哎呦，你总共花了12块钱。我听完之后觉得，哎呦 ,Sam 你这个思维真是非常的敏捷。我用到的词组 ,you are quick on the draw, 这是我们昨天讲到的一点，表示一个人的思维非常的敏捷。And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Well, today's idiom is about an animal. A very, very small animal.
Really?
Yes.
How small it is?
Well, you'll see. Today's idiom is quiet as a mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet as a mouse. So the little animal in today's idiom is, of course, a little mouse.
那么今天的idiom里面有一个小的动物叫做 mouse, 翻译成中文的是老鼠。但是呢前面有一个形容词 quiet as a mouse, 表示说非常安静的一个老鼠，或者像老鼠一样的安静。我们知道老鼠呢一般情况下呢会产生一定的 a little noise, right?
Yeah, it's true, they do make noises, but because they're so small, they never make a loud noise, they're pretty quiet.
Yeah, pretty quiet noise. What does it mean as a quiet as a mouse?
It probably means what you think it means, but maybe you're not sure how to use it.
All right, let's do any conversation, all right?
Good idea, yes. Hey, Peter, is everything okay with you?
Yes, I'm okay. So anything wrong?
Well, I mean, I just noticed in the business meeting, you're quiet as a mouse. And that's not really like you. Normally, during the meetings, you like to express your opinions. You have ideas on new proposals.You normally say something, but today you just sat there, not a word.
You know, Sam, I wasn't at myself at that time because I didn't have my breakfast. I feel very hungry, and my sugar level is pretty low. I couldn't think straight.
Ah, so it's not like you're having problems at home or something is bothering you, right?
No, not at all. I'm starving now.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, let's go. There's a great restaurant down the street. Let's go get some lunch.
All right, let's run.那么刚才的对话那么用到了 as quiet as a mouse, 或者是 quiet as a mouse, 它的场景是什么呢？ Sam 说 Peter 刚才开会呢，我感觉你的情况有些问题，一般在开会的时候呢，你会非常主动的发言，然后把你的想法你的观点呢能够提出来，但今天在开会的你的精神状态不是特别的好，一言不发，那么用到这个词组呢 quiet as a mouse, 那么前面有的时候呢加一个 as quietas a mouse, 翻译成中文的是鸦雀无声，或者是呢非常的安静。我跟 Sam 说道，Sam 别提了，我今天早上呢没吃早饭，然后呢开会的时候呢感觉到非常的不舒服，感觉到的血糖呢特别的低，所以呢我当时呢没法呢说话。 Sam 听完之后说，哎呦 Peter 原来是这样的，那么现在我们赶快吃饭去吧。我说那当然没问题， Let's run, 赶快跑着去吃饭，因为我等不及了。所以今天的idiom呢 quiet as a mouse 表示说非常安静的一个人，或者一个安静的一个环境。 So any other scenario we may use quiet as a mouse?
Well, you know, sometimes whether you're at home or maybe you have a neighbor that's really picky, like your apartment.
Right.
You have an old lady that lives above you, an old couple. You got to be really, really quiet after 9-10 o'clock.
Right.
As a mouse, because any little sounds you make could wake them up. And the same withIn the home, if you have a roommate or something,
right.
You gotta be really quiet sometimes.
So we prefer a neighbor or roommate who is as quiet as a mouse at night, right?
Well, actually, I don't like to be quiet as a mouse at night. I like to be a little bit louder, maybe listen to music, you know, crank it up. So the boom, boom, boom. So if my neighbors are okay with that,Which actually, my neighbors are pretty cool about that.
Uh-huh.
I really appreciate that.
Well, Sam, gotta be careful, so if you make too much noise, you may get evicted.
Yep, and I'll have the police knocking at my door, right?
Right. 那么刚才的谈论当中呢，没有提到了说 as quiet as a mouse. 它的场景是呢，我们一般都喜欢我们的邻居或我们的室友呢，在晚间比较安静，能够呢 比如说让我们能够安静的看书啊或睡觉。但是呢，有些人，比如说刚才 Sam 提到他自己晚上喜欢呢把那音乐开得特别的响，自己呢觉得非常的高兴。但是作为邻居或者于室友来讲呢，认为 Sam 这个人呢有些 annoying or noisy person。如果说他做的这个事情太过分了的话呢，那么他的房东或者说这个警察会找上门来，会 knocking on the door 跟 Sam 说道，对不起，我们需要跟您谈一谈。
And you've probably seen in TV shows like Friends, you know, someone will use a broomstick or their foot, they'll stomp on the floor, boom, boom, boom. That means in some way they're trying to signal to you, hey,
right,
turn that music down.
But we prefer a neighbor who is as quiet as a mouse, but in a group discussion,
Yes.
We prefer our, you know, team member is just loud enough, make noise in a group discussion, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, actually, my neighbor downstairs has two big dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You would think they would be barking all the time, especially if you have, like, a quiety guy coming or something.
Uh-huh.
But nope, those two dogs are quiet as a mouse. Not a sound.
Well, lazy dogs.
Yeah,
right?
But I am so appreciative they are quiet.
Right. Well, that's for today's idiom study, as quiet as a mouse. And let's go to the hit the book, which is the, you know, the main part of the use English, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And today we will talk about a business situations for a starter or for a beginner in a new office. What preparations is necessary?
Oh, okay.Now, are we, is this our first day, our first work day on
right,
the job?
Right, first day on the job, so what preparation you think is very essential?
Okay, good question.
Right, 那么今天呢，我们将讨论作为一个入职的人来讲，他应该注意的一些事项。那么在一个新的环境当中，他如何能够给人留下一个好的印象？同时呢，我们将谈论一些应该的注意事项。All right, so before we go to the do's and don'ts, now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Today's first word for our hit the books is encounter. Encounter. E-N-C-O-U-N-T-E-R. Encounter.
今天的第一个词呢是一个动词 encounter, 翻译成中文是遭遇。
Next we have the word colleague. Colleague.C-O-L-L-E-A-G-U-E, colleague.
第二个单词翻译成中文是同事。那我们来看看还有没有其他的方法表示同事。So any other way to say colleague?
Yeah, of course. We have workmates.
Workmate, right.
Co-workers.、
那么总结一下表示同事呢，英文呢常用的有三个单词。第一个呢是我们今天讲到的 colleague。第二个呢是 co-worker。第三个呢是Workmate, 都表示同事。
Our next word is superior. Superior. S-U-P-E-R-I-O-R. Superior.
下一个单词 superior, 翻译成中文呢，如果它是名词的话呢，在办公的场所它表示说你的上司或你的上级。但如果是形容词的话，它表示说一个东西好于或优于另外一个东西。
Next we have the word provided. Provided.P-R-O-V-I-D-E-D, provided.
下一个单词大家注意了，它跟我们说提供这个词呢没有太大的关系，它表示说 if, 如果的意思。Provided something happens, 表示如果一件事情发生然后怎么怎么样。
Yeah, now if it's used in this area, then we usually have provided that something,、
right.
something, yes.
There's a clause after that, right?
Yes. Next we have the word mental, mental.M-E-N-T-A-L, mental.
下一个单词 mental 翻译成中文的是我们心理的，它对应的单词呢是 physical, 我们的身体的，所以两个单词大家一起来记 mental, 心理的 physical, 身体的。
Next we have on time, on time, two words.
下一个词组翻译成中文是准时的意思。那么另外一个准时呢，我们叫做 punctual.
Punctual is more like a quality.
Quality,
like if
right.
If a person is a very punctual person,
right.
Then we know that he's always on time.
Right. 那么大家注意呢 ，on time 和 punctual 翻译成中文呢都是准时的，但是呢 ，punctual 它只是一个人做事情的一个原则。那么这个人非常的守时，那么这是指的这个人一贯的做事的方法。但如果是 on time， 这只是说这个人这次到某一个地方准时到了，那么和这个人一贯的做事的原则没有太大的关系。
Lastly, we have the word root. Root. R-O-U-T-E. Root.
Root. 最后一个单词翻译成中文是路线，它呢是指我们公共汽车或者车行驶的路线。Root. All right, now let's go to the do's and don'ts.
All right, so how to deal with the first day at work. Are you moving to a new office? Don't panic. First day at work will be an exciting experience. Mostly this experience is always encountered by every person, either for those who is the first time of working or those moving to a new office. You will never know what will happen in a new workplace. In addition, this situation means that you have to make a first good impression, either to your colleagues or to your superior. This causes mixed feelings like glad, worried, excited, and nervous. If you have these feelings, don't be afraid because these are normal. Provided that you know how to behave the first day of work, your first day is going to be all right. To reduce your anxiety, please take a look at some tips on how to deal with the first day at work.
那么大家刚一入职的话呢，特别是头一天，我们觉得非常的兴奋。同时呢，如果说你对这个公司觉得非常的陌生的话呢，那可能还存在着一定的恐惧。So it's a mixed feeling on your first day to a new office.
Yeah, well, I think if it's going to be your first day at work, first day at a new office, then you don't know what to expect, and that's why you have the mixed feelings.
Right, but don't panic. So it should be okay.
As long as
you are prepared.
Yeah, well, actually, it mentions that it should be an exciting thing.
Right.
So we shouldn't view it in a negative way.
Right, because you will see a lot of new faces, new personality, and maybe some guys are very, very impressive.
Yeah, exactly.
所以大家呢不要慌张，因为呢每一个人都可能经历同样的事情。So it's okay because this situation encountered almost by everybody.
Now, if we've been a person that's new to a job, well then of course we've experienced that. And since we all have to start somewhere, we don't just start in the middle of our career, right? We all start at the beginning. That's why we could say everyone experiences this.
So it mentions it's very important you have to leave a good impression to your new colleagues or maybe your new boss.
Yeah, I know everyone looks at the new guy like, with a big question mark on
right.
the new guy's face or new girl. So they want to see how you act, how you talk, how you do everything because they're not really judging you, but they're trying to see, okay, what kind of person is this?
Right, 所以说呢，第一天上班，那么说给人留下一个非常好的印象是至关重要的。有的时候呢，我们的同事呢，有一部分人会比较 judgmental. They prefer to judge person by the appearance, the way they talk, and how they dress up, right?
Yeah, I think if you're wearing like beach wear, let's say you worked at the bank,They say, oh, look at the new guy. Like, can you believe what he's wearing? Yep, already start have negative judgments forming.
Well, it's going to be a very embarrassing situation if the pants you wear have a hole in it, right?
Yeah.
And was spotted by, you know, some of the colleagues. Hey, well, you're going to be in big trouble.
Yeah, especially if your superior or the boss walks up to you and says, sorry, but you have to go home and change.This is unacceptable.
所以呢，第一天要给你的同事和老板留下非常好的印象。那么同事英文叫做 colleague， 老板呢，我们其实呢不一定用 boss 这个词，还可以用我们今天讲到了这个 superior。但是呢，刚才我们已经讲到了，如果说它是形容词的话呢，它可以用在 something is superior to another thing in some area, right?
Well, like for example, if a house is made out of wood, okay? Well, wood is a pretty good building material, but if your house is made out of steel and concrete, well, those are far superior building materials than just wood.
Right. 所以说呢，两件东西如果比较的话呢，可以说 A is superior to B. 表示说和 B 相比呢，它比它更好一些。如果指某一个方面加一个介词 in， 比如说它的外观、它的质量，或者是它的其他的什么方面，它的前面可以加这个介词 in something.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned a good one. Quality, you use superior a lot. Like the quality in this phone is much superior than the quality of that phone.
Right.
Well, we know that because we're going to work, it's the first day, it's very important to leave a good first impression. We're going to have mixed feelings. So some of the mixed feelings we might experience is like happiness, like joy. Maybe we're going to be really, really worried. Maybe we'll feel excited. Maybe we'll feel nervous.
Right, 那么大家呢第一天上班的心情呢都有所不同，那么有些人呢可能会比较高兴 very glad， 有些人呢会比较忧虑 worried， 那么有些人非常的 excited， 还有一些人呢会 nervous。 But doesn't matter, well maybe some people prefer a part of feeling, but some people miss a mixed feeling, right?
Yeah, it is a mixed feeling. You could be happy that you're starting a new job, but then at the same time, because people are going to be watching you, that's what makes you nervous.
Right.
But you're excited because the job is going to pay well, so you can see different areas of the job can give you different feelings.
You're right.
But you know what? There is a way we can reduce our anxiety, and there are some steps we can follow so that we make sure we leave a good first impression on that first day of work.
Right. But provided you have to know how to behave yourself on the first day. 那么非常重要一点呢，你一定要知道第一天如何能够展现出自己，因为有的时候呢，你过于的小心。For example, you can say, if you are as quiet as a mouse on your first day,Well, I don't think it's a good idea.
If you're worried, you might say something kind of dumb, stupid.
Right.
So, like you mentioned, just say nothing, quiet as a mouse. Well, people are going to think you're a little bit strange. Like, why doesn't he talk? Why doesn't she talk?
Right. And some people are very arrogant. It won't be good either.
Exactly. That's the exact opposite. Either extreme is not good. We need to be balanced.
Yeah, right, balanced. 那么第一天上班呢，既不要过于低调 ,as a quiet as a mouse. 刚才我们讲到了，非常安静的做一天，当然是非常不好了。但是如果一个人第一天工作非常的张扬，特别的傲慢，那么同样呢，会给大家留下一个非常不好的印象。那么这个人非常的狂妄自大。所以大家一定要在这种低调和狂妄之间找一个很好的 balance.
So what things should we keep in mind when it comes to planning for the first day of work? Let's talk about the first step. The first step is prepare mentally. First of all, for your career advice, prepare yourself mentally.You will never know what will happen on your new job, so preparing mentally to encounter any situation in the workplace.
So you're going to be quick on the draw, right?
Yes, if we prepare mentally, then definitely we could be quick on the draw.
Right, 那么第一天呢一定要做好心理的准备，那可以用我们刚才讲到的那个 idiom, quick on the draw, 表示一个人在第一天上班的时候呢要思维非常的灵活，能够在不同的情况做出不同的一个
So what things should we think about? Because it mentions like encounter any situation in the workplace. So what do you think could happen on the first day of work that we should be prepared for?
Sometimes you put a foot in your mouth on the first day and say something silly.
Yeah, that's true.
Particularly the guy you talk to is your boss. 所以说呢第一天上班呢大家呢一定要能够察言观色。有的时候呢自己说错的话呢的确会得罪很多的人。特别是当着老板的面你说了一些不该说的话，同时呢你还没有意识到当面说话的那个人呢是你的老板，后来如果你发现的话会非常非常的后悔。You will regret.
I think, you know, on the first day, people are curious about you. And I don't like people asking me a lot of questions.
Right.
But it should be pretty normal, natural for people to ask you questions on the first day. So I think I would have to prepare myself mentally to not be irritated by all the questions.
Right.
I'm going to have to answer probably a lot of the same questions, right?
Right.
John says, hey, where are you from? And then an hour later, like the next guy will say, hey, where are you from? So you probably have to answer that question at least a few times every
day. You're right.
Well, that's the first step, which is be prepared mentally. Okay, well, step number two is come on time. Another employment guide is trying to come on time.You are a new employee in the office, and so you need to make a first good impression. As new employees, you should come on time as much as possible.
第二点更加的重要，一定要守时，一定要准时。如果说第一天上班迟到的话呢，那么大家对你的印象是非常差的。
I know it says you have to come on time as much as possible, but I think that's pretty funny, sentence. It should be, you should always come on time.
Right, as early as possible.
Yeah, early as possible, not
as much as possible.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I know if, a lot of companies, they're very picky about being punctual, being on time, and if you're late too many times, that could be a reason for being fired.
Right, fire and penalize, right, what you said.
Yes. Okay, well, what's the third step? The third step is prepare your route. In order to come on time in your new office, you should prepare your route to arrive at work. Sometimes, in the first day at work, a new employee doesn't prepare. You can research the route by using Google Maps. By this way, you will get a route description leading to your new office. Next, you can predict about how long it will take. For those taking public transportation, they should find out which public transportation that can deliver them to the destination, departure schedule, and time estimation.
第三个准备事项呢，一定要把自己行车的路线准备好 ,prepare your route, 这里面这个 route 表示说你行车的路线。因为我们知道呢，如果自己开车或者说自己坐公交车的话，一定要算好比如从家到单位的这个具体的时间，以及呢特别在礼拜天，那么可能会遇到堵车这么一个情况，大概留出20分钟或半个小时的这么一个堵车的时间，以便能够准时的出现在办公室的门口。如果不进行有效的计算的话，如果第一天迟到了，或者给老板打电话说 Hey, if I call to the HR, I'm sorry, I got stuck in the traffic, nobody listen.
Yeah, I think this one has a lot or strong connection to number two. At least if we're prepared with a good route, we can always come on time.
所以呢，一定把自己的路线呢，给它规划好。
You know, this isn't a difficult thing because now,We can do a lot of different things online. Like, for example, in China, we could use like Baidu Maps.
Right.
Or some other sort of useful app. And actually, the first thing I did when I came to Beijing is I downloaded a free subway app. And with a free subway app, you can choose like the starting point and
right.
then the ending point. And it will tell you about how many stops, how much time it will take. So you can use these useful tools.To estimate about how long it will take you.
Right, also, you can check online and to work out the duration or the time from the starting point to the destination. There's a time shown on the map. So later, you can do a calculations based on the facts you get online.
And you can even do comparison, like, is it faster to take the bus? Is it faster to maybe ride a bike or ride the subway? There are different kinds of transportation you can compare with each other.
Right. So you say, particularly for those taking public transportations. And which one you think is more reliable? Public transportation, you're driving private cars.
Oh, well, I guess it depends on the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, if it's during traffic hours, then something like the subway is going to be far more reliable than even a bus.
The most reliable form of transportation is your own two legs. What do you think?
Yes, although that can be, in long distances, a very tiring form of transportation.
Right. 那么刚才我们讲到说，无论任何的交通工具，最靠谱、最现实的一个交通方式是迈开你的双腿，因为通过步行到公司呢，是最靠谱的一个时间，因为呢，它不会有任何的堵车。
Actually, I would have to say if I had to take a vote,Which the most reliable one is either a bicycle or a scooter.
By riding a scooter, you get stuck in the traffic.
It's possible, but I would say if your work is 30 meters away, even if you get stuck in traffic for 10 minutes, it's still going to be much faster than walking 30 meters.
Sometimes you forget to recharge your battery, and your battery goes flat.
That's why you can ride a bicycle. You never have to worry about a dead battery.
Yeah, right. 所以刚才我们谈论了说很多的交通方式，比如说步行，然后骑车，以及呢骑这个电动自行车，它有它的好处，但是呢它有它的问题。我们说行走的话呢没有问题，但是呢会比较累人。但是呢骑电瓶车有的时候如果说电瓶没有电了那么你要推着这个车到公司的话呢那么这个路程呢会比较难受 So you have to prepare yourself the day before you show up at your office
Yes, so preparation is key
Right.
Mentally andphysically and route.
Right, 所以呢我们做一个简单的总结第一条一定要做好心理准备 prepare mentally 第二条是 come on time 一定要准时那么尽量要早一点到这个办公室第三点一定要把自己的行车路线提前做好功课 prepare your route Alright, so these are three tips we share with audience today and we'll share a lot more to show later
Yes
Alright, so that's it for today's Youth English and see you tomorrow
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上收听。
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
一二三，起吧！
不用磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染。千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take a body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? Is that a thing?They say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame.Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild dogs, video game.
Is he alright?
He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars, this is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes, this is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's you, it's you, it's all.Tell you all the time, heaven is a place on earth.